This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, June 6th, 1944. It's been said, before complaining about getting up at 7 o'clock, 7:30 in the morning, consider what those boys did on Utah Beach of June 6th, 1944. Many of them were teenagers. They just left the house. They were looking for an opportunity to serve their country, and that's exactly what they did. They understood real conversion. They understood real heart. In America today, we have a bunch of whiny babies that want their space, but back in June 6th of 1944, men were committing suicide if they couldn't serve their country. A different time, no doubt. A different country, no doubt. They said that during World War II that there was not a household in America, consider this, that did not feel loss. 405,399 men fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution of the United States, in which most people have not taken the time to read. But yet they were willing to lay themselves down to magnify the laws against the tyrants overseas, namely Adolf Hitler. Now today the American people have been conditioned to accept it through their representatives, not considering the fact that they're shaming and desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died, fighting against what the American people today are tolerating in their governments. You know, when I do high school assemblies across the country, friends, it's interesting to note the first thing I'll do when I get off playing music for the kids, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ, said Paul. It's interesting to note the first thing I'll say to a student body, it can be up to 3,000 students, it can be up to 1,500 students, it can be down to 500 or 300 or 200 or 50 students in a school. I'll ask them, how many in this room know their founding documents? For example, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States, and its enumerated laws. And they'll begin to laugh at me. And I'll say to them, well, if you don't know your rights, guess what, friends? You don't have any rights. And all of a sudden, the giggling stops real quick. And then I'll ask them the question, how many in this room, to the students, how many grandpas and grandmas, dads and moms, uncles and aunts, cousins, neighbors, friends, or brothers and sisters that fought in foreign wars, fighting, bleeding, and dying in many cases, and yet you don't even know what they fought, bled, and died fighting against? About 85% of the hands go up in the room. By the way, herein lies the answers to America's dilemma, no doubt. And what I'm saying to you in the natural, look to the spiritual. Because when we look to Christ, he was the one that died for the sins of mankind, and through his blood to redeem mankind unto himself. What a demonstration of the love of God. We love him because he first loved us. here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation, a sacrifice, an appeasement for our offenses before God and to God. Wow. 2 Corinthians 5:15 has meaning. It comes to my aid. That we live unto him who died for us. Well, if that's the situation in the spirit, isn't that what we should be doing in the natural? After all, 78% of the American people profess to be Christians. I mean, can you imagine in this country, 78% of those that profess their Christianity actually lived under the Christ that they say that they serve? Can you imagine, folks, where we would be in this country? Your enemies would fear you to no end. That includes all of them. The big devils and the little devils. Doesn't matter. You know, once I begin to share with the students the price paid for their freedoms, all of a sudden everything is brought into perspective. It's funny how that works. And it's also interesting to note that you don't need to beat the people over the top of the head for them to get the message that the Holy Ghost wants to give them. Again, keep in mind, God speaks to the heart, not the head. When you experience conversion, John 3:3, it's your heart that has to catch up to your head. Because now God has your heart. Then you go to school, the school of hard knocks. Just like that of the disciples. You know, remember when the Pharisees looked upon John and Peter, and they said that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they actually took upon themselves that they were with Christ. And it's interesting how God will choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And if you look at the disciples, 11 of the 12 were just, they were martyred. Like their big brother, the captain of their salvation, Jesus Christ, he was martyred for the sins of mankind. The Lamb without spot or without blemish, who was perfect. Who said to the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin? They cannot find him. And when you look in the natural to June 6, 1945, or 44, you see the innocence of young men that were willing to lay it all down for me and you. And we're still here to talk about it. And I praise God for every single one of them. Interestingly enough, we did a high school assembly program in Nebraska, and I remember we pulled up in a bus. We were in a tour bus. And when we pulled up, all the houses looked like they were built around the time of World War II, in the 40s, in the 30s. And I remember pulling up, and I remember standing up in the tour bus, and we were just ready to do this school. I remember their motto was the Vikings. And I looked to the right, and there was this house there. And the first thing that went through my mind was the dad and the mom sitting on the porch without their son. That's the first thing that went through my mind. And I thought, this is the reason I do what I do, because of them veterans. And I pictured the dad and the mom wishing with everything in themselves that they could have their son back home that was lost in World War II. Remember what I said, America, there was not a household in America that did not feel lost. Just think about that price. There was not a household in America that did not feel lost. And that loss and that sacrifice has been trampled underfoot by the American people that tolerate what they tolerate today. Even during the Memorial Weekend, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, friends, interestingly enough, I said to the American people, everybody's posting thank you to the veterans. Well, let me say this. If you're so thankful for what took place in 1944 on June 6th concerning the sacrifice, and I hope you are, then why is it, let me ask you the question, why is it that you tolerate crime in your country? Because they fought fighting, or they died fighting against it. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about what's going on June 6, 1944. And what is it all about, friends? I want to tell you what it's all about. It's about that awful, awful price paid for the freedoms that we have. Because America, freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. So are we doing what we ought to do? I am. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sons of Liberty friends, if you want to check us out online, you know where to go, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook account, and or you can jump over to my Twitter account for what it's worth. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. Bradley Dean is double E, okay, on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we're seeing a whole lot of that today. Folks, just think, June 6, 1944, D-Day. Young men, if they were 4F, they were actually going home to commit suicide because they couldn't serve their country. Today you have them whining in colleges because they want their little private quiet space. But this is only there to remind the up-and-comings that, listen, wisdom is justified by your children. This is the fruit of your fathers and your mothers across the land. I mean, this is the fruit now of the 70s and the 80s kids. Now we're talking about their kids, and look what they've raised up. Are things getting better? Absolutely not. I mean, just think about this. They have to allure, folks, just think about this. They have to allure through the recruiters as to the benefits that they get so that the college can be paid for. But yet then what they do is they end up sending them to war, and then they commit suicide because they didn't bargain for that. They didn't join the military to actually have to fight for the freedoms in which they have. And I'm talking about upright constitutional wars, not unjust and unconstitutional. You know, doing high school assemblies across the country, it's also interesting to note, and you've heard this said before by John F. Kennedy, regardless if you're that old or not, because I am not even close. But interestingly enough, John F. Kennedy said, and it was his recruitment call, during the times of Vietnam, but keep in mind he was also going to shut it down, and then he was dead, and then Johnson reversed the orders. That's another story the very next day, but that's another story. But do you remember when John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country? Do you know in high school assemblies now what I'm seeing in public schools, friends? Posters that say, go ahead and ask your government. Go ahead and ask them what they can give you now. This is an unconverted heart. This is judgment turned backwards. This is unconversion, friends, as to what you're seeing today. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. We're talking about June 6th, 1944. I said during the first segment, friends, if you complain about getting up or having to go do something in the freedoms in which you now enjoy, you know, it's probably best that you take a look at those young men that died in the hundreds of thousands during the invasion of Normandy on June 6, 1944. I'll tell you what, that will shut you up really quick, and it will turn your heart to be thankful. Out of gratitude, you'll be happy with the freedoms that you have. And out of gratitude, you'll fight the same way they did here as to what they fought, bled, and died to give us over there. That is conversion. Another thing that I said during the first segment, friends, was, you know, people talk about how thankful they are for the veterans. How is it that you're so thankful, but yet you allow corruption to go on in your government? If you're so thankful, how is it that you've now settled for the fact that you've allowed your representatives to do here what your veterans are 6 feet under the ground now? And why are they there? Because of what they were fighting against. And what were they fighting against? What you tolerate today, America. Come on. Let's call it for what it is again, America. Who's the responsible party? It's not them. I get to hear this all day, especially in the church. It's not my fault. And who are you to judge me? And who are you to tell me that I'm guilty? And who are you to tell me I have to take responsibility? America, wake up and take responsibility for what's going on in your country. Because until you grow up, understand that the next generation doesn't have to grow up. And that's exactly the fruit of what you call the left America. You didn't make them hold to the standard of God's moral law. That's why you have a left, America. And what's even funnier about that is you call yourself the right. And you call yourself the right, yet you didn't do the right thing? And you're the reason for the left? Whoa! That is hypocritical to the max, and it's not paying off. How is that working out for you, America? It's not. You can blame somebody all day long, but it doesn't matter who did it. Now it's time to take responsibility to fix who did it. Isn't that right? That's exactly right. And by the way, that's the definition of Webster's 1828 Patriot, to uphold thine laws. And it's time that we start to practice what we preach in this country. June 6, 1944. Look at this sacrifice. You know, I was doing a high school assembly in Missouri. And we walked into a Ponderosa. And one of the things that I tell everybody everywhere I go, I'll ask them how many veterans are in here. And then when they raise their hands, I'll look at them and I'll say, you and the natural are the reason that I'm here, my friend. I'm living for what you fought for. I'm not just talking about what needs to be done. I'm a part of the answer. I'm out there empowered by the Holy Ghost righting the wrongs because I know who God's side, I know whose side he's on. He's on his son's side, and I want to be found in his son because we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I totally get it, yeah. Totally get it. Totally understand what it says. And I'll tell you what, when we practice what we preach, then we get to begin to see him move on his son's behalf. Because we have now followed the Christ, and we've fallen in line with the prerequisite. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Hey, friends, if you haven't found something to die for, you haven't found anything to live for. And that's the facts. And that's the truth. You know, when I was in Missouri doing that high school assembly, I'll never forget it. We just pulled up. We did a high school assembly there. And we pulled up into this restaurant. It was a Ponderosa of all places. And I remember we walked inside, and the first thing I seen was a guy that had a tank too on his hat. And I had 30 people on the road with me, and all 30 people would walk over to the veterans and shake their hands and say, sir, this is what we're doing because of what you did for us. Well, I walked over to this veteran, tank two on his hat. Don't forget that. Put my hand, I kneeled down. I just put one knee down. I put my other limb, my left shoulder, up on the table side, and I put my hand in his hand because I wanted to show him respect. I wanted to show him that I was grateful for what he did for me. I was. And I did. And I put my hand in his hand and I said to him, I just want to tell you, sir, thank you so much for what you did for me in this crew. And I want to tell you something. It's not just lip service here, my friend. We're out there doing high school assemblies across the country, giving them your message, giving them true history, teaching them their foundation and their heritage, not indoctrinating them. And as I shook his hand, it's interesting when you tell these veterans, thank you very much for what you did for me. It's interesting how oftentimes, more than not, their eyes water up because nobody ever took the time to do so. And they want you to listen to their stories, and I want to listen to their stories. And as I'm shaking his hand, he didn't want to let go of my hand as he's talking to me. I got up, I turned out, walked back to the bus. I just got done eating. As I did so, he and his wife came out, and we just jumped on top of the bus. And as I jumped on top of the bus, I looked out. I'm there right now. I can see it clear as day. And as I looked through the bus window, I noticed that that veteran took his hat off for me and the crew that were out there reaching the next generation. Read Isaiah 61 and Isaiah 58. He started to wave his hat back and forth, thanking us for what we were doing. And the crew knew, as well as I did, that that honor belonged to him, not to us. Honor means to hold in high esteem. Interestingly enough, his wife came over to the singer at that particular time and said, do you know that since 1944, not one person has told my husband, thank you for his service and his sacrifice in World War II. Is there something wrong with this country, America? You're in the dilemma that you're in today because you're a part of the problem when you're not living for what they fought, bled, and died to give us. Period. Exclamation. End of story. That's a fact. When you live for what they died for, you're not running from your enemies. Your enemies are running from you, and things seem to be upright in a righteous state. And we'll also have something called peace in this country when we do so, and not until then. Since 1944, not one person has ever told my husband, thank you for his service to our country. Not only did we tell him thank you with our mouths, but we showed him thank you with our actions. 1 John 3:18. We're going to be right back. I'm going to tell you some firsthand experiences with some of these veterans friends. I'm going to go to a tea party in North Carolina right after this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you'd like to call in, please do. June 6th, 1944. America, we live unto him who died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15. And we do it in the spiritual and we do it in the natural. And we can't do it in the natural if we don't first do it in the spiritual. At least not with power. No more light can go on unless it's unplugged or plugged in. It's got to be plugged in for you to see the power through the light. So in other words, be plugged in. And who does that? The Holy Ghost. Talking about the sacrifice, the price paid. When I do high school assemblies, friends, it's interesting to note. The kids laugh about it when you ask them if they know their founding documents. And then when you begin to bring it home to them and show them the price paid, all of a sudden they want to stand up and live for what they fought, bled, and died to give. And I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. I remember I was going through a bank in Plymouth, Minnesota. And this was a veteran. I remember he was a black dude. He was in a pickup. And I remember seeing on his license plate, a Vietnam vet, there was 58,121 men that fought, bled, and died that unconstitutional, evil, confusing war. This is a moneymaker. It was the war machine. And it was all on the front by, guess who? The military-industrial complex. And who brought the American boys there? Who drafted them? Your Congress. In other words, you allowed it to happen, America. All the while knowing that it was an unwinnable war, an unconstitutional war, not in this order, but yet you allowed them to go in the first place. And my cousin was killed there, by the way, Charles, out of California. He left as a young man but never came home. He never had an opportunity to enjoy the life that we are now living. We are living off the backs of those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. Don't ever forget it. But you know what's interesting is, matter of fact, going back to my point, it was Lyndon Johnson. Remember back in the 60s, they were calling him a war criminal. Well, he was, and he is. And he's paying the price now, the ultimate price. He just wanted to be one of the good old boys back then. And it'd be nice and interesting to actually ask him how that's working out for him right now. But America, isn't it interesting? This is the great mystery of all time. How is it that you allow one or two or three or four people to lead a nation to war? Let them fight. Let them go to war. I mean, you see these UFC matches, man, they're brutal. If they want to fight, let's throw them in a ring. Let them fight it out. You know, and interestingly enough, those that talk much about war, they've never been there. Matter of fact, if you watch the Band of Brothers, it's interesting. You'll sit there and you'll listen to a historian that has a head knowledge of the price paid in war. But when it comes to their experience and their testimony of the war, they have no idea. You talk to a historian about war and they'll talk about it all day long. You talk to a veteran about war, he doesn't want to talk about it. Going back to this Vietnam vet at a bank in Plymouth, Minnesota. I remember pulling up next to him and I said, hey, can you roll down your window? And he said, yeah, he rolled down his window. And I looked over at him and I said, hey, I just wanted to tell you, I seen on your license plate that you're a Vietnam vet. I said, if I would have been around or old enough during that particular time, I would have been at the airport protesting those jokers that were protesting you. I mean, they were the ones, and it was their family members that actually sent and allowed Congress to illegally send you to Vietnam in the first place. And they want to blame you for doing what they allowed Congress to send you to do. I mean, you want to talk about shooting yourself in the foot? That's exactly what these hippie protesters were doing. Instead of preventing the war, they protest the guys that came back from the war. You know, prevention is better than cure. Why didn't they stop it before they sent them? They were just doing what they were called upon by their country to do. But as I looked at him, I said to him, if I'd have been old enough, I'd have been protesting. They wouldn't have been protesting you. I would have been there doing everything in my power to make sure that you came home honorably. And you did, sir. You're the real heroes here. Congress and the people of this country, it's their bad, not yours, for sending you in the first place. And I remember looking at him and I said, I just wanted to tell you thank you for what you did for me and my country. And of course, here they come. A hardened-looking black man all of a sudden becomes putty in the hands of someone acknowledging his sacrifice. He said, the only thing I got when I came back home was protest from my own people. What's wrong with you, America? What's wrong with you for allowing this? Don't tell me it's freedom of speech. It's not freedom of speech, America. They don't have the right to do the wrong thing. And they don't have a right to protest those that are doing the right thing. And if you'd like to challenge that, please call me on June 6, 1944. Show me how thankful you are. 1-866-582-9933. Here comes the tears down the side of his face because some young, long-haired punk with tattoos is telling him that we're doing something about the problem. You know, this is about as foreign as it gets. It reminds me of Scripture. You remember in, I believe it was Numbers 14? You remember when Joshua and Caleb did the Lord's bidding? They wholly followed the Lord. And they came back to the children of Israel. And they gave the children of Israel, God's fighters, that's what it defines out to be, God's people. Remember they brought the good report back? And when they brought the good report back, because I'm here to tell you, America, we can do it in Jesus' name. I'm here to tell you, America, we have done it. I'm here to tell you, America, what the Lord can do with someone that's totally yielded to Him is way beyond your comprehension. And that's not why you need to go to God. But I want to tell you, He is who He says He is if you meet Him on His terms and not on your own. That's how you thank the Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You hear this all the time, but think about what you're saying. The love of the Father to send his son to die for the sins of mankind. Now take that to the natural. You know the story I was telling you about in Nebraska? You know that father, did he not love his country that he allowed his son to go to war on the behalf of the rest of us? You better bet your bottom dollar he did. And he suffered a great loss. Can you imagine many of these fathers and mothers that didn't have their sons or daughters come back home? The spit in the American people's face. I'm sorry, the spit in the face of those that sacrificed their own children on our behalf to see what this country has become today. America, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a veteran. You're the reason I'm here, my friend. And some of you are probably ecstatic about the message right now, and you have a right to. You are the heroes today. You are the heroes tomorrow. And you're the heroes the next day, and the next week, and the next month, and the next year. See, because Memorial Day isn't just one day out of the week. You know, I remember hearing a lady one time say, now taking this to the spiritual, you know, I don't care if my boys, my grandboys, they go out and they live like the devil all week, but they better be in church on Sunday. You're the worst of men. You hypocrite from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You're the worst of men, and you're the problem. And yet you have the audacity to talk about the communists and the atheists and the homosexuals and the abortionists, and you do nothing? You partake with the sins of others? You're a part of the problem. That's why you need to repent. I remember another school I did. It was in Iowa. Never forget this school as long as I live. This guy was the coolest thing since sliced bread, just like every other one. And I remember I walked by this individual at a cafe because we just did the school. Right after the school in Iowa, we went to the restaurant, one of those little old-time cafes out in the middle of the country. And I remember him sitting there all by himself, and I walked over to him, and I shook his hand, and I said, I just had an unction. I said, were you in World War II? He said, yes, I was. And he called me son, and I thought that was really cool. I said, can you convey to me what it was like over there? And he said to me, he said, well, you just got to put it all out of your mind. And I told him what I did, and I said, I want to convey your message to the young people. He said, when we went to Germany, there was a company of 50 people, 50 men. He said, we were called to go up and go out in one of those little, you know, jeeps. They look like tanks, but they're jeeps. They're not tanks. They had a big gun on the top of it. And he said, we left with three of us. He said, we got hit by a mortar. And he said, my buddies were killed instantly. He said, when I came back to the company of 50, he said, they were all gone too. I mean, America, don't act like we're not talking about our dads, our grandpas, our brothers, our uncles, our cousins, our neighbors. I am. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our brothers, right? He came back to the company of 50, and they were all gone. And with his hand shaking, and I can see him now, friends, with his hand shaking, he put it over the top of his mouth. And he said, Bradley, son, you just have to put it out of your mind. Well, I'm here to tell you, America, I'm not going to put it out of my mind. Remember Paul talked about having his eyes fixed on the Christ crucified? And remember he said, I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. And he said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. I want to tell you something. We live it here. We understand the Christ. It's not about us. It's about him. In the natural, it's not about us. It's about them. And that's what everybody's talking about on June 6, 1944, is the price paid. And what they do is they just gloss over it and say thank you. And then all of a sudden go back to their own sinful lifestyle. And they hold fast to deceit. And they eat the fruit of their own ways, and then they wonder why they're there. Well, that's not for us. That's not who we are. We want to know the Son in this life. We want to know the Father. We want to know the Holy Ghost. And we want to do everything in our power to live the way that Christ would live. Because, friends, this isn't novelty to you. Because he is alive forevermore. And it's our job to bring the answers to the world. We're going to be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, June 6, 1944. What's it all about, America? You know, I want to bring it over to the second president of the United States of America. He said, posterity, you will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. This is after the Revolutionary War. You'll never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. He said, I hope you'll make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. John Adams. Now, I can just imagine there's a whole lot of people taking for granted what's been given unto them. If you've never been to a third world country, why don't you go there? See how long you last. You know, I heard some people arguing this morning, and I took the time to acknowledge, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name. We forget not all of your benefits. We don't forget him who healeth all of our diseases and forgiveth all of our iniquities. No, we know who that is. You know, I'm so thankful that I'm here today. I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful that I have a car to drive in a free land. And I still have the freedom. Don't tell me about how free we're not. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. You're part of the problem when that comes to mind. When you run out of excuses, then you're going to get something done. And that's a grateful man. I'm thankful that I have a yard to cut the grass on. I'm thankful that I have people in my life that are sharpening me. Because we understand that scripture is given unto us to do what? In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. I'm thankful that the Lord loves me enough to chastise me. I'm thankful for the water that I drink and the food that I eat. I'm so thankful, but I wouldn't have none of this if it wasn't for those that gave it to me. I'm thankful for all of it. I'm thankful that my kids, when they fight, I'm thankful that they've got each other to fight with, to be quite honest with you. I'm thankful for all the things that people take for granted. Isn't it interesting, just a kind of a side note to that, isn't it interesting how you take things for granted? I mean, you get a flat tire. Oh my gosh. It's like the world just caved in on you, right? Or your electricity goes out for an hour. It's like, whoa. Your internet goes down. You have a radio show to do. What am I supposed to do now? You take things for granted. Isn't it interesting when you don't feel good how thankful you are when you feel good? You get my point. Aren't you thankful for your health and that you got all of your limbs, but yet do you find yourself not at times making more excuses than those that are in wheelchairs? And yet you're able-bodied to do everything and anything? Isn't it interesting when you walk down the street and you see a man with a limb missing, namely a veteran, and you see a kind of a unique, bizarre, pleasant smile on his face? He understands true riches. That sounds like scripture to me. And yet he's complaining about nothing. Or have you ever seen, like on you go online, friends, and you see these handicapped kids that don't have any legs? Or they don't have any arms, and yet they're playing guitar with their feet? And they got this smile on their face as if they understand something we don't. Well, they do. And I want to tell you what it is. They're grateful. They're thankful for the life that God has given them. You see people in the worst of state, and all of a sudden you look at them and they got this smile on their face. And they're as thankful can be, friends. They're thankful that they have an opportunity to breathe one more breath and to live one more day with those that they say they love. You know, but think about the veterans who gave all that up to go out, leave their loved ones, and to go out and fight against those that were actually threatening the state of their loved ones or the country of their loved ones. And I want to say this too. Keep in mind, we are our brother's keeper. We look out for each other in this country. That's important for us to understand. I want to give you one more analogy before the end of the show. Actually, not an analogy. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Not a parable. But a testimony. I was doing a program at a tea party in, I believe it was North or South Carolina. It was one of the two. I've done them both. I just don't remember exactly if it was North Carolina or South Carolina. And I was talking about the veterans, the way that I'm talking about the veterans right now. In my experience with the veterans. And after I got done with my program, all of a sudden, this guy with two purple hearts on his hat, he had it on like a baseball cap, he walked up to me, and oh my gosh, I'll never forget it. This one was, it was burnt into me. I'll never forget when he walked up to me after the program, and this has happened quite a bit, friends. If they don't come up to me with their hand in hand and start crying there, I mean, not like a baby, but just gratefulness that someone acknowledged their sacrifice, because I do it at every program that I do. And by the way, if you'd like to have us come, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I remember this guy came up to me with his hat on, two purple hearts on his hat. And he saluted me as he was trembling with tears in his eyes. And folks, he stood there, not just a quick salute. He stood there for a good 30 seconds at least, saluting me like he was saluting his captain. And you know what? He was. He was saluting the Christ in me. Remember Jesus said, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hey, let me tell you something. Paul that said that in Galatians 2, verse 21, he didn't sacrifice himself for you, though he did in so many different ways. He's the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, you know. But he wanted you to see the Christ. And when I was in one of the Carolinas, that's exactly what he's seen, was one of the Christ. He's seen someone sold out to the Christ. Not me. I'm not in the way. I didn't crucify myself for you. Jesus did. And that's why when we go to the memorial on June 6, 1944, if we were to go to Arlington Cemetery, that's why you don't see the men that died for you. You see their names, but you see them etched, engraven upon the Christian crosses above their heads. That's a badge of honor saying that I lived for him who died for me too. And we gave all and our all for you. And by the way, you know, it's also interesting to note that the veterans that made it back almost every single time, have you ever noticed they say that you don't owe us nothing? You ever notice they don't want your gratitude? You ever notice that they don't, though they appreciate it? Isn't it interesting how they always point their finger back at the guy that didn't make it home? Isn't it interesting how the veterans always go back and say the real heroes are those that are buried at Fort Snelling in Minnesota, or the ones that are buried in Arlington Cemetery or any national cemetery that holds our vets individually or corporately across the United States of America or in France or in other countries? Isn't it interesting? They always say them are the true heroes. They're the true heroes. I want to say this after I get done sharing this with the students in public schools. You know, it's interesting. I'll say to them after I go through a plethora of topics, what would you think of me if I said, let's go to a veteran memorial after showing them the price the way I just did you? What would you think of me if I said, let's go to a veteran memorial, let's go to their crosses, and let's get a can of spray paint black, and let's desecrate their memories. Let's go ahead and party it away. Let's go ahead and get caught up in politics, grown-ups. Let's be a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. I say that to the young people. What would you think of me if I said, let's just go ahead and desecrate their memories? Without fail, one young man or some girl will shoot back at me and say, if you do that, I'll rip your head off, or the like. And I'll say to him, there's one individual that understands. There's one individual that has ears to hear. And there's one individual that has eyes to see without fail in a public school. They want to now stand up and live for what they died for. Isn't that interesting how that works, America? The kids can hear the message. The young people of this country are just wanting to see it in demonstration. You know, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Yeah, that's in other words, what he's saying, you're a bunch of hypocrites. You like to talk about it, but you don't actually do it. And I'll tell you what, America's filled with them. And isn't it interesting how men in this country, they love to honor the veterans, for those that do. And I'm speaking to those that do nothing about the sacrifice. They love to honor with their lips the sacrifice, but they do nothing to make sure that their honor is magnified by living for it. June 6, 1944, America. What are you doing with the freedoms that have been bestowed upon you? What are you doing, America, about the problem? In all sincerity, folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.